Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, June 14th at 12 noon here broadcasting from our Kiel studios in downtown Los Angeles, Koreatown. Today we got race results from state championship road racing for Masters and Elite, also some mountain bike results coming up from Elfin Forest and also the U.S. Cup at Ealing's Park. We've got some sounds from Tulsa Tough. That's out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've got new information from our Northern Cal reporter, Jennifer, out in the field. And more sounds of racing. Also some interviews with Death Valley stage race racers, the promoter, and other things. You're listening to Crybaby Hill right now on Tulsa Tough.
Yes, that's right. Boys, not men, are also crying coming up this hill.
We're looking at the men's pro race right now?
That's correct. This is the pro men, and they are hurting.
So what?
We want to let them know.
What's going on with these festivities? I got, what kind of dancing is this? Like,
super party.
And you guys have been out here since what? 10?
Yeah, since 10.
You guys are seasoned here.
Yeah, we are. This is where we make it difficult for them.
Good. Okay, here comes the lead car.
Yeah, it's difficult for them, too. We like to get them wet.
Woo! Watch it. Here we go. It's getting really tight up here. We're talking. These guys barely have enough room to ride.
That's what they wanted. They wanted us to crowd the road, so we're crowding
the road. Is this a band I see at Daisy Dukes?
There are several costumes. Several costumes.
Daisy Dukes, you got clown hair and spandex. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And hoses. Here comes the men's field. Here we go. There's San Jose Bike Team, Texas. There's Kelly Benefits.
It's a little baby hill, and they're having trouble crying on this little baby hill.
Awesome. Thank you. Here's the rest of the peloton coming through. Get a little wet here with all these hoses. We'll get back to you. Jen with Bike Sport Radio. Stage 3 at the Tour de Tulsa Tough.
All right. That was Jennifer on Tulsa Tough on Crybaby Hill. A number of costumes out there. People in costumes, unbelievable race, Tulsa Tough. Let's get into some road race results, state championship road race results right here. Masters Road Race Championships taking place in Bakersfield on June 5th. Picking up the Masters 35-plus state champion win from Team Hellens, Rudy Napolitano. In the Masters 45-plus from Swami Cycling Club, Douglas Pomerantz is your new state champion. The Masters 55 from UC Cyclery JW Flooring, Robert Wilcox. Masters 60-plus, new state champion from Cycles Veloci, Kenny Fuller. And in the road race, Masters 30-plus from Show Air Sonance, John Gabriel. Masters 40-plus from Barry Lasco DDS Race Team, Noel Alcala, picking up the state champion win. Masters 50-plus, your new state champion from Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Malcolm Hill. In the Masters Women 35-plus, your new state champion from Cola Vida Outback Steakhouse Las Vegas, Julie Cutts. In the Masters 45-plus, Women's Road Race Championships, your new champion from Cola Vida Outback Steakhouse, Kirsten Darley. And in the Masters Women 55-plus, Team Dude Girl Colnago, Cindy Morgan is your new state champion. That's at the Golden Empire Classic. Also, Day 2 was the Elite Road Race Championships, Elite Riders. And your new state champion in the men's category 1-2, Elite Echelon Grand Fondo Z Teams, Lucas Binder. In the Elite category 3 men, your new state champion, Team Possibilities, Gary Fisher Subaru, Jamie Lanza.
in the Category 4s, your new state champion from Team Helens, Mikey Pendola. Women's Category 3 Elite State Champion from Echelon Santa Barbara, Summersby Jenkins. In the Women's Category 4, your new Elite State Champion, Now MS Society's Betsy Kogan. And in the Women's Category 1s, 2s and 3s, your new State Champion from Paramount Racing, Tammy Wild Goose. That was at the Golden Empire Classic in Bakersfield. State Championship Elite Road Race and State Championship Masters Road Race. For full details on those results, scnca.org will give you the further results. Congratulations to all our new State Champion Road Racers.
On June 6, we had the Steve Dunlop Memorial Time Trial results. This was a district championship for the juniors, and I have some state champion junior results here, along with some results for the pro men and women for the non-championship events. The junior men, they did ages 13 to 14, did a 10K. The winning time of 10:55.7 was Jack Maddox. Junior women 13 to 14 was Katrina Howard with a winning time of 12:18.5. Junior men 15 to 16 did a 20K. Winning time was 27.7. Alexander Frond from Davis Bike Club. Results for junior women 15 to 16 was Paige Robertson from Deanna Duro Juniors Club. 26 junior women in that category. That was great. Junior women 17 to 18 with a winning time of 32.077 was Margaret Jones from Chico Corsa Cycling. The men did a 30K non-district championship time trial event. Chris Lyman won with a winning time of 38.37. The men's three with a winning time of 42.03 was Jason Gerfrath from Talo Racing. Elite men four with a winning time of 43.10, Andreas Schulten from Bicycle Planet. Women's Pro 1-2, Gina Roberge from Echelon Cycling. That was a blast from the past. She used to run Saturn last time I saw her. Women's 3-4 with the winning time of 47.01 was Nancy Lewis from Williams Cycling. Masters men 35 plus 1-2-3, winning time of 39.25 was Craig Romer from Team Specialized. Men's 45 plus with a winning time of 41.02, Kevin Metcalf from Team Specialized. Obviously that Team Specialized being pretty strong up here in Northern California. Masters men 35 plus 4-5, winning time of 42.16, Jay Newton from Victory Velo. Masters men 55 plus, winning time of 45.11 was John Zunino from Team Specialized. And for the team time trial, which was open with a winning time of 39.41, was the team of Team Specialized, William Ines, Kevin Metcalf, Lawrence Nolan, and Craig Romer. And that's the results for the Stephen Dunlap Memorial Time Trial Series.
Race results for the U.S. Cup Cross Country Mountain Biking, held on June 5th and 6th, the Santa Barbara Bike Fest at Ealing's Park. In the Pro Men, picking up bronze medal from Trek World Bicycle, Dana Weber. Silver medal going to Santa Cruz Bicycles, Menso De Jong, and your winner from Factory Cannondale, Tinker Juarez. In the Category 1 men's junior 17-18-year-olds, your winner was Zachary Valdez from Hemet, California, riding for Whole Athlete. Category 1 men juniors 15-16, picking up silver from Montrose Bike Shop, Shane Skelton. Second place time was 1:29.28, and your winner with a time of 1:21.15 from Bear Valley Bikes, Casey Williams. Category 1 men, 15 to 16 year olds. And at the Santa Barbara Bike Fest, men's category 1, 30 to 34, your winner from Don's Bikes in Rialto, Jerry Cody. Category 1 men's 35 to 39 from Chello Pacific, Ben Jones picking up the cross country win. Category 1 men 40 plus, Don Myra, your winner from ibisbuysell.com. In the category 1 men's 45 to 49 from Show Air Sonnets, Johnny O'Mara. And in the category 1 men 50 to 54, John Biron from Platinum Performance. Cat 1 men 55 to 59, Dean Swank from Bear Valley Bikes. Then in the category 2 men ages 14 and under, Cole Avery picking up the win from Fast Friday. Category 2 men 25 to 29, Corey Bray picks up the win. And in the cross country category 2 men's 35 to 39, Dean Bricker was your winner. And in the men's 40 to 44, Derek Swinford was your winner. The category 2 men 55 to 59 from Bike Palace back on track, James Riley. And in the category 2 men 65 plus from Montrose Bikes, Robert Lamas. The pro women from the team, Anna Fortner. Category 1 women juniors ages 15 through 18, your winner was Essence Barton. And your category 1 women ages 30 to 39 from buysell.com, Michelle Monroe. Category 2 women's ages 40 to 49, Lori Siglotch from Roots was your winner. And the category 3 women ages 19 to 29 from the team, Rebecca Siegel. And category 3 women ages 50 plus from Velo Pro, your winner was Sarah Wildwood. That was the Ealings Park U.S. Cup cross country results at the Santa Barbara Bike Fest. The Ealings Park Santa Barbara Bike Fest Super D results. Picking up the pro men's win from Specialized, Aaron Bradford. Open Juniors Men, Super D 18 and under, Casey Williams was your winner from Bear Valley Bikes. And in the Open Men's 19 to 29 from Mafia Racing, Nicholas Dutch Army, your winner. Men's Open 50 to 59, Joe Fabris picking up the win in the Super D. That's at Ealings Park. In the Open Women, ages 19 through 29 from Platinum Performance, Amanda Schaefer. Open Women's ages 30 to 39, Megan Cords was your winner. And in the Open Men's 60 plus, Super D, your winner from Morgan Hill, Mike Sinyard. That was the Super D race results at Ealings Park.
This past Saturday, up in Northern California, we had the Dash for Cash in Pleasanton. Results are as follows. The men's pro, Joel Robertson from Webcor Altavello, took that win. Steve Rini took second from California Giant Berry, and Dean LaBerge from Specialized rounded out the podium there. In the junior division, very competitive with Jacob Drummond winning the ages 10 to 12 with Tanny Duro. Ages 13 to 14 was Zeke Mostov from San Jose Bike Club. And juniors 15 to 16 was Dylan Drummond from Tanduro. In the Masters 4-5s, Rick Lawton from Wells Fargo took the win there. Masters 4, Max Mack from Health as Wealth took the win. Masters 55 plus, Mark Caldwell from Morgan Stanley. Masters 35 plus was Steve Reedy from Cal Giant. Great weekend for Steve, taking second in the men's pro and then winning the Masters 35 plus. And the men's 3 was Mark Anderson from Third Pillar. In the women's pro field, Lauren Heck from La Dolce Velo took the win, while Jasmine Horinko from Third Pillar took second, and Emily Kokorak from Wells Fargo took third. And that rounds out the wins and podiums for the Dash for Cash in Pleasanton this past Saturday.
More off-road mountain bike racing, cross-country racers and chasers took place in Elfin Forest on June 5th. That's east of San Diego, California. The Elfin Forest cross-country podium winners in third place, Anthony Smith in the Pro Men. Second place, Romulo Forcino, and your winner, Guy Sutton. Pro Men single speed winner, Aaron Hawk, with a time of 2:44.29. In the expert men, ages 19 to 29, Cody Adams picking up third place, Matthew Mueller second place, and your winner, Logan Fiedler. In the expert men's 30 to 39, third place going to Kurt Gensheimer, second place Trevor Glavin, and your winner Brian Taylor. The expert men's 40 to 49, your winner was Alex Turvecht. Expert men's 50 to 59, picking up third place, Steve Herrera. Second place going to Rob Bernhardt. And your winner, D. Foles. The sport men under 15, young juniors. Your winner was Carlos Santiago. In the sport men 19 to 29, your winner was Richard Rithorit. Sport men's 35 to 39, Ricardo Cesena was your winner. And in the sport men's 40 to 44, Darren Dodero picking up the win there. Sport women ages 19 through 29, Sabine Peterson was your winner. Sport women 30 to 39, Kathy DeColes. And sport women 40 to 49, Rhonda Giesler was your winner. And in the sport women's single speed, Catherine LaPointe picking up that win. Beginner men's under 15, Jack Tucker picking up the win. Beginner men's 15 through 18, picking up second place, Zane Hendig, and your winner was Dan Mays. The beginner men's 30 to 39, David McWeeny picking up the win. Beginner men's 40 to 49, Rick Rithorit was your winner. The beginner men Clydesdale, second place going to James McGill, and your winner, Tori Payne. Beginner women's 50 to 59, and Zevely picked up the win. And there was also a first timers in women going to Leah Hazelden. And in the pro women, your winner was Karen Love. For full details on the Elfin Forest race, check out racersandchasers.com for further details.
Saturday, June 5th was the AT&T Pacific Grove Criterium. In the pro men's field, the winner was Craig Pattison, who was unattached, actually, from Ohio, I believe. Chris Bauman from Aetna got second, and Robert Newman from Williams Cycling in third. Masters 1-2-3, Dennis Hopp from San Jose Bike Club. Second, Anastasio Flores, Santa Cruz spokesman. And third was Chris Wire from San Jose Bike Club. Fantastic that San Jose Bike Club can obviously have team presence there and pull out a first and a third podium in the Masters 1-2-3. In the women's, Jasmine Horinko from Colavito Bocce. First place, Haley Juno Galdes, Vander Kitten, and Mary Maroon with touchdown round out the podium. The winners from Masters Men 40 to 49 was Richard Juarez, unattached, and 55 was Larry Hampson from VOS Racing. That's the results for the Pacific Grove Criterium.
We're here at the top of stage two. All right, that was race results, and we've got a phone call right now.
Hill Radio, this is Brad.
Hi, Brad, this is Al Nash.
Hey, Al, good timing. We're just doing race results. Tell us a little bit about the state championships.
It was a great 2 days. We had, athletes from as far away as Nevada and up and down all of Southern California.
Wow.
Ages 30 to 70 plus. And the times were fast. The competition was keen. I mean, you had to go better than a 13-second flying 200 to really advance in even the 50-plus age brackets for the match sprinting. We had some crackerjack team time trials, guys putting down 5-minute 4K team time trials. The points races were amazing. We had one where the field was watching each other. No one could get away. It was really hard. Everyone just, you know, came off the track with their eyes like saucers. And then the younger guys, you know, the dynamics were a little bit different. We had, I think, the Mike McMahon, the winner, he actually took 2 laps on the field, you know, 3rd, 4th, and 5th place. They had to take a lap on the field. I mean, it was some really hard, really fast racing.
Nice.
We've got some of it archived on our Ustream's site and Encino Velodrome's on Ustream. Got a lot of other exciting races coming up later this year. July 10th, we finished up the Hansing Series, and then July 31st, we're on a national circuit with our Far West Championship. So a lot more exciting racing coming up.
Cool. Do you know who turned the fastest 200 meter?
Jack Lindquist. I got him at an 11.9. The official time was 12 flat. But Jack Lindquist, who's now grown up to the Masters, had put down a sub-12 in my book. Yeah,
that's really nice. And Encino. Dang. Yeah. And now he's, I understand there's a little history behind the Lindquist family. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Ooh, you may know more than I do. I just know him, you know, he came out to Encino, I think, for the first time about 3 years ago. With a Messenger event and just barely missed winning the ticket to go to Messenger Worlds and then scored that later at a Chicago race. But, you know, he and Megan Dean of Moth Attack Cycles have been big supporters of the Velodrome, worked with us a lot over the last couple of years. And he's, you know, he's been to Elite Nats a couple of times. He's always doing really well. It's always a joy to have him come out and race and do as well as he does because he is moving this year.
Yeah, very nice. You know what his goals are for upcoming after?
You know, I don't know exactly. He had the misfortune of actually being hit by a car earlier this year commuting to and from work, and so he's kind of out for the Madisons right now. That's right. one of his loves, but other than, you know, being able to throw with the shoulder for the Madison, I mean, you know, the legs are working fine.
Right. He wasn't trying to arm sling a car, was he?
No, he wasn't. No, it's just that's what got injured in the car accident. Yeah.
Well, so. Commuting in traffic, actually, I used to do that a lot when I raced track back in the day, and actually commuting in traffic with all the stop signs and stoplights and stuff is actually pretty good for your standing starts and stops. It kind of seems to help out with track.
Yeah, no, you do get a lot of standing start practice, and you know, and it is key to track, like you said, or road time trials or anything like that. So yeah.
So those of you that are listening that want to be a track star, think about commuting. You're in rush hour traffic with a lot of start and stops and traffic out there. That's really,
you know, and some of those match sprinters can get kind of big, so practicing with the cars, you know, kind of works that way too.
You have any a couple of results or notable results you want to tell our listeners about?
Definitely McMahon with the double lapping of the field in the younger age groups in the points race.
Points race. So he's a new state champion then.
He is yet again a state champion. Mm-hmm. He and John Allen also paired up to win the 30-plus in the Madison. Of course, always exciting is to have the reigning Masters National Champions in the 45-plus Madison, Keith Ketterer and Johnny Walsh, the world-famous Johnny Walsh, come in and do their thing. Another one that was notable, but for maybe the wrong reasons or whatever, was Leo Pettis and Henry Shibata had a bad crash in the semifinals of the 60-plus match sprint, actually got patched up and raced again, and if I'm not mistaken, Henry won his final bronze medal heat after a really nasty crash. So tough guys in the match sprinting.
60's not old.
Huh?
60's not old. That
60's
just goes
not
to
old,
show you.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you, yeah. They can
tough
it out.
That's right. No, like I said, I mean, you know, I think, yeah, even in the upper 50-plus, I mean, you had to go better than a 13 to even really get to play much. So, yeah.
Wow.
No, speed, no one's getting any slower. and we had Dave Letary, a former Olympian racing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was some, you know, Masters track is not for the faint of heart when it comes to the championship stuff.
Right. Dave did the pursuit and the points race probably, or the longer events, or
And I'm trying to remember exactly how he finished. Like I said, you know, it's kind of a blur after 2 days and 5 year age brackets all over the place to go through them. But we had, you know, several reigning national champions turn around and win the local event, like Kurt Sato and a few others. So yeah.
All right. And where will the complete results for the state championships be posted eventually?
They will be posted to the EncinoVelodrome.org website. Okay. As soon as I get them back from the officials, they graciously offered to type them up for me. I was able to get them half of the stuff, but they fill in the results and submit it to USAC. And anyway, we'll get them posted to our website just as soon as humanly possible.
All right. Very good. Very good. The weekend was well, weather, everything. Anybody want to thank supporters, volunteers?
I need to give thanks to the SCNCA. For their support of track cycling, we had a crackerjack crew of officials. The Ramajas up from San Diego, the starting just kept things moving along, and the results right up. Sometimes I thought the results were coming out before the races were done. They were so good. Greg Aiden did his usual fantastic job. I mean, there were a lot of, you know, tricky calls, and he nails everyone, of course, every time. So the officials did a great job. I had a good set of volunteers, especially the folks from the Encino Velo Club and stuff like that. It was a really good event. I mean, the athletes were really on top of things, helped things move along. We stayed on schedule, full 2 days we stayed on schedule, didn't get behind at all the whole weekend, which I think is fairly unprecedented for bike racing in Southern California in general, and a lot of the credit goes to the athletes, the officials, the volunteers, and everyone who make this happen.
Yeah, track racing, a lot of different disciplines, a lot of multiple types of races, hundreds of riders, and the timing is very important. So,
yeah,
you spectators out there listening, that is like the most exciting racing to watch is track racing at the velodromes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should have heard the spectators. I mean, there were some real close finishes in the match sprints, and points race was just amazing, and even the time trials, I mean, especially as people are starting to lay down, like I said, you know, Jack Lindquist with, by my watch, easily a sub-12-second flying two.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, get some digital recordings out there. We look forward to hearing some of the action from the Encino Velodrome here.
Okay, and thank you so much, Brad, for supporting track cycling. It is the best free entertainment in Southern California by my book. So
keep up the good work.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Right, we'll see you.
All right, Al Nash. Al Nash is the announcer and one of the promoters of the Encino Velodrome. More details on Encino Velodrome at EncinoVelodrome.org. And again, that's one of the most exciting types of racing there is to watch out there as far as bicycle racing goes. And upcoming events, we've got track racing coming up. More track racing, velodrome racing at Hellyer Park. That's in Northern California, San Jose. Friday night track racing continues on June 25th. Free spectating and free food and beverages. Hellyer Park is in 995 Hellyer Avenue, San Jose. That's the San Jose Velodrome. Further details at RideTheTrack.com for those events. The Lavra Cup, there's another velodrome in Los Angeles in Southern California in the Carson area. The Lavra Cup LA Velodrome Racing Association, that continues on June 19th. June 19th, full details at lavelodrome.org. And that is team sprints, time trials, as well as group racing. There's scratch races, points races, omniums, and Madisons at the Lavra Cup at the Home Depot Center in Carson, California. Junior State Track Championships. That is also on Saturday, June 19th at the San Diego Velodrome, presented by RPM Training Center. The San Diego Velodrome is located in Morley Field in Balboa Park in San Diego. Racing is on June 19th again for juniors. Juniors are ages 18 and under. Visit SoCalReg.com for pre-registration and visit SCNCA.org for more details on the SCNCA Junior Track Championships at the San Diego Velodrome. All right, and coming up, we've got some mountain bike racing also coming up in Northern California, the cross-country races in Monterey, presented by CCCX, that's Central Coast Cycling. Cross-country mountain bike race is on the basically at Fort Ord area of Monterey, California. Cross-country mountain biking, adults $35, juniors only $20. You can find out more details. That's on June 20th, cross-country mountain biking, cccxcycling.com. More mountain bike racing continuing. The Rim Nordic Racing presents the SoCal Mountain Stage Race. This is a mountain biking stage race, June 26th and June 27th, benefiting the Mark J. Reynolds Foundation. That's at the Rim Nordic Ski Area on Highway 18, just 5 miles east of Running Springs. And this is on the way to Big Bear Lake in the San Bernardino Mountains. There'll be a hill climb, a two-mile hill climb. Then there's also a Super D. The Super D is actually the reverse of the hill climb. Then there's also a half-mile course, dirt criterium, and a cross-country mountain bike race. This is four stages, four different events, the Rim Nordic SoCal Mountain Stage Race, June 26th and June 27th. Visit rimnordic.com or socalmtbikestageracecom for more details on that. And coming up in the San Diego area, the San Dieguito River Park area, Racers and Chasers continues on Saturday, July 3rd. This is a beginner sport and expert and pro mountain bike cross-country racing from Highway 15. It's east of San Diego in the San Diego area. Racersandchasers.com for details on that race going on. And again, that's in the eastern San Diego area on July 3rd. More mountain bike racing. The Big Bear Shootout number 2 continues, brought to you by Team Big Bear. That's Saturday, June 19th and Sunday, June 20th. Super D and cross-country racing, and then also Big Bear Shootout number 3, Saturday, July 17th, and Sunday, July 18th. Full details at teambigbear.com. All right, let's go to our phone line here.
Bike Sport Radio.
Hi, Brad. This is Jackie.
Jackie, how you doing?
Hi.
You're here on Bike Sport Radio, and we are live, and you're here to tell us about some of your products, and you're one of the supporting sponsors of an upcoming event we'll talk about shortly also, the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix.
Yeah, we do have a specific line for the sports people and the athletes. In fact, we gave a couple of the samples to you to see how you would do if you had the chance to use them. How did it work for you, Brad?
Well, I did. I tried the the Burst chews.
Oh, the Phyto Burst.
Phyto Burst. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with all natural ingredients, and I chewed those during a recent double century, the Eastern Sierra Double Century that's held in Bishop and heads up through Sherwin Gray to Mammoth and Mono Lake, and then back to by Crowley Lake, and then over to Sage and Summit, Benton, and back to Bishop, 200 miles. And I turned a really good time, and I actually felt great other than the heat. I mean, it was 106 mm-hmm. degrees in the last 30 miles of the ride. But I kept passing riders here and there, and they were falling by the wayside. I just kept going and going and going. So I don't know, the shoes... I definitely had to help somehow. I felt great.
Oh, yeah. Were you able to take any of that impact?
The impact is for
the powder.
Is that the VO2?
That impact that it's a powder form and you put it in water juice or something like right before you start.
No, I didn't get any of that. I didn't have any of that. I had what was the group, the whole supplement thing that you take in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I had a couple
I did.
Days
I, we are going to
that.
Make some of that impact on your coming race in San Pedro this Sunday.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm hoping to hand out some samples.
That. Yeah, I understand that helps your VO2 max, which is...
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes, I'm sorry Destiny wasn't able to come on today because, you know, as we do work together, she had to do something else. But Yeah, we had a good response to people checking into our Prosperity Zone last time. So I do want to encourage anyone who wants to find out about the products. I'll give it to you again. It's www.Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N, and Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at realprosperityzone.com. I know it's a mouthful, but that's what they put in first. So, and yes, we'll have a couple other people that work with us on Sunday, too. So it should be a really good time, Brad. I'm really
looking
forward to it.
That's right. We'll be sampling. We'll be able to see your product live in action at the Bike Palace Grand Prix. You guys will have a booth there, a Prosperity Zone booth, and everything. And feel free to go to our Bike Sport Radio Facebook group also and post your link to your products and everything. Real food products made out of real
food. It is real food, and what it's doing is just giving your body what it recognizes. So that's why you had a very good run, because it's replacing things that maybe you weren't able to eat that day, and nobody has time to eat like 13 vegetables and serving fruits anymore.
Right. Yeah,
and neither are they that nutritious. So,
we eat so much boxed food these days that
definitely. Everything
it's just
is
not the real thing anymore. And,
made, and we are just too busy, too. And we do have those products also for antioxidants. So in addition to the stress other things that we have, toxins, and we'll have a whole array of products that will keep someone very, very healthy. So thank you for letting me call in.
Sure, and we look forward to seeing you there
on Sunday.
Bike Palace St. Peter Grand Prix. All right.
Right.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Real Prosperity. Watch for that link to be posted on our website at Bike Sport Radio and our Facebook group as well. They'll be at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix coming up this Sunday, June 20th. So more details on that event as an upcoming event. You can find out all details at sanpedrograndprix.com. There's racing for all ages. And there's also a free youth race as well, free youth racing for ages 10 and under. It's right after the Masters 35. And that'll be at about 1:55 p.m. Live band, rockabilly band. We hope to confirm and bring back the very well-received and liked Rumble Seat from last year, rockabilly band. And some fantastic prizes. Great event out there, the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. And visit the Real Prosperity Zone booth right there on site on Sunday, June 20th, Father's Day. And it's hosted by Ironfly Racing and also Adobo Velo. Big thanks to them for helping out with the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. All right, and also upcoming events on June 19th, the day before, we've got the Pacific Sunset Velo presented Ontario Airport Masters Criteria, multiple Masters categories out there in Ontario, brought to you by Pacific Sunset Velo. Full details on that at pacificsunsetvelo.com. Again, that's the Ontario Masters Criterium. So we've got some sounds now and interviews from Death Valley. We had a chance to chat with the Death Valley event, Death Valley Stage Race promoter out there, and let's hear what he had to say. And then we've also chatted with the Death Valley Stage Race women's complete stage winner. That was Lisa Campbell. We got her on the air here. And then we've also got some interviews with some of the movers and shakers and supporters in the industry, from Rackster Bike Racks, Erica Allen, also an interview with Erica Aller, and some information about the San Jose Bike Club. We got Todd Manley and sounds from the Tulsa Tough. We also had a chance to talk to one of the sponsors out there from Muscle Milk. So let's head into the sounds of that, and starting with the Death Valley race promoter right here. We're here at the top of Stage 2 of the Death Valley Stage Race, and we're in Onion Valley at about 9,000 feet, and I'm with the promoter here. What's your name?
Steve Barnes.
Steve Barnes, great job putting on the race. This is Stage 2, second of two stages, and this is the first year, right? Tell us a little bit about the race.
Well, the race is a resurrection of a race that was put on originally in 2003, and it was called Sand Dunes to Sierras. That's what it was called.
Sand Dunes to Sierras.
Right, and he didn't like that name too well, so he called it the Death Valley Stage Race, and I'm calling it the Death Valley Road Stage Race because the first stage travels the full length of a road, and most places in the world today, you can't travel till the end of the pavement. We do that kind of regularly. Both stages go until you just can't go anymore, and we kind of like that.
That's right. Pavements end. Yesterday was from Big Pine all the way down to Death Valley Road, and then all the way out to where it turned into dirt, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no place that it ends. They just stopped paving right there because they figured that nobody really went out that far much.
Right. So then the riders had to turn around and come all the way back.
Yeah, it's a pretty good climb up the front side, and what nobody knows is that the climb coming up the back side is a lot steeper on the average. It's the same length, it's the same distance, about 14 miles each way, but it's quite a bit steeper.
Yeah. Okay, and then today's stage, Independence up to Onion Valley, to the road's end here, too.
Yeah, we're right here at the end of the road. There's a turnaround. There's a big big loop here, and there's just no more pavement. This is amazing here because when you stand here and you look around on about 300 degrees of the way around, there's a lot of really tall rock, and there's two really amazing waterfalls right here. And, you know, you're at 9,200 feet, but the rocks are a lot higher than you. And it's quite a climb to get here. It's a world-class climb. People talk about this climb the way they talk about the famous climbs on the Tour de France, right, and the famous climbs at the Giro d'Italia.
Stelvio. Yeah,
the Stelvio, the Gavia, the really big, the Tourmalet, the really big climbs, except that if you look at the climbs at the Tour de France, not a single one of them goes to 9,200 feet.
No, they don't. That's right. And you got it here. This is an awesome event. So what's up for next year, the rest of the year? And how do we find out more about your races?
Well, I put on the Everest Challenge. The Everest Challenge was invented by Tom Reed, who's an ophthalmologist, an eye surgeon, in Bishop. And he invented that race because he's a really good climber. He's a terrific climber. He's a lean guy. And he was a Cat 4. He wanted to be Cat 3. And he did the math and figured out that he had a really hard two-day stage race that was a lot of climbing. Number one, with 2 days, he'd get a lot of points. And number two, he'd do real well competitively. And so the Everest Challenge is a race that I'm putting on now. It's possibly the hardest thing you can do with two wheels. It's 2 days with 29,000 feet of climbing. And the way that... Yeah, I know. Do the arithmetic. And, think about the most climbing you've ever done in a single day, and then double it, and then think, wow, how am I going to get those extra feet in? And the way it works is that in Bishop, you can make three really terrific climbs right there from Bishop. There's really not much flat mileage at all. You just go up and then come back down. Then you go up and come back down, and then you go up the third one and come back down. And then Sunday's the same way except out of Big Pine.
Oh, my God.
So the thing about the Eastern Sierra is that the climbs are really close together. The really epic climbs are very close together, so we can cluster them together.
Okay, and if we want to find out more about your races online, it's where?
That's www.everestchallenge.com. And this is the Death Valley Road Stage Race in the spring. We've got another one in October.
All right. Great job with the race. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that was last weekend, the Death Valley Stage Race. The first day started just east of Big Pine and headed out Death Valley Road, about a 14-mile climb right off the bat, and then about 10 miles of downhill or something like that. I couldn't believe it. I actually raced that race, and you just keep going down and down and down, and you're wondering, when is this going to end? How far down can you go? Well, we didn't go below sea level. Portions of Death Valley do go below sea level. We weren't actually even in Death Valley, so it wasn't that far down, but over 5,200 feet of climbing. The trip back was just horrible grind out of this valley. The weather was actually nice, and it's a great event out there. Day two heads from Independence, California, on the Eastern Sierras, and goes right up Market Street, which turns into Onion Valley Road. And Onion Valley Road, like Stephen was saying, is this Stelvio switchback climb, and it finishes at 9,100 feet above sea level. So very torturous race there. So, and here's a little interview we had a chance to chat with the women's winner, Lisa Campbell.
Yeah.
And now we're here at stage two with the women's winner. The women's winner, Lisa Campbell. Oh, ow, my legs hurt too. How do you feel?
My legs hurt too. Yeah, all three of us women.
All three of you. And on day one, how'd you do on day one and how'd you feel on then? And tell us a little bit about day one.
Yeah. Day one, I felt terrible. And my heart rate was on the highest I've ever seen it. And it was there the whole hour and, wait, 3 hours and 13 minutes.
3:13?
Yeah, and didn't feel good, but felt good today, actually. Recovered and ate some french fries last night. And,
good for
yeah,
you.
Felt good.
Carbohydrates and fat, two of the important ingredients. Now, today's race was only 13?
13 miles.
Yeah, so a lot less pain and everything. And how was the wind today?
I don't think it was bad today. I think we had a little tiny tailwind for 5 minutes, maybe.
Tailwind. That's great. All right. Yeah. Good job, good job. And you ride for Fast Friday. Tell us a little bit about Fast Friday, too.
Oh, Fast Friday is the best team on the planet. We have the most fun of anybody. All of us are old, but we have a good time.
Okay, and you guys are based where? In the Valley? Or?
We're based out of Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks.
Cramping here. Thousand Oaks, okay, cool. And if somebody wants to find out more about your club, where would they go?
Go to FastFriday.com, and really all you got to do is come out to one of our rides during the week. We're not the kind of club where you just join. You got to ride with us, and then you can join the club, because we all know each other, and we're friends.
Oh, a little initiation. Okay. Yeah. And your rides are starting where?
We have rides starting at Westlake and Agora every Tuesday mornings at 6 or 6:30, Wednesday mornings at 7, and Friday mornings at 6:30 or 7, but that's a really fast ride, so come out to Wednesday morning first.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah. And you're definitely way into it. I mean, I see your toenails are even painted in Fast Friday blue and white colors with white polka dots on. I'm cool. So, well, good job on the win today. Congratulations.
Thank you, Brad. You rode awesome.
Thank you. All right. That was Lisa Campbell, the winner of the Death Valley Road Stage Race Women's Race. And Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So here's a chance. We had Jennifer in the field chat with Rackster Bike Racks. Racks are certainly something you need for racing bikes, getting around, getting your bike around. Let's listen to what Mark Farney has to say about Rackster Bike Racks.
I'm here with Mike Farney with Rackster. Mike, I see this is a new product out here. It's obviously a great looking bike rack. There's a lot of bike racks out there. What makes your product different?
Yes, thanks, Jennifer. We are a unique bike rack. We have a design that we feel like has benefits over any other bike rack on the market. One, our bike rack is exceptionally lightweight. It's easy to handle, easy to take off of the car, easy to store, and easy to put back on the car. Two, it's for the type of rack that it is, a rack that mounts the bike with the wheels and tires, and it doesn't touch the frame. It only touches the wheels and tires. It's inexpensive for this style of rack. You don't have to remove a front wheel and fork mount it. It mounts both the front and rear tire. And finally, we have a feature that nobody else in the industry has. When you load multiple bikes, we have the ability to independently move the bikes forward and back on the racks. Typically, when you load one bike up, you load the second bike and you'll struggle to find a position
with the handlebars,
the handlebars are not interfering.
Got it.
With the Rackster, the bike is capable of moving forward.
So you shift it forward,
uh-huh,
and then move it back into the finest sweet spot.
Until it nests. We call it auto nesting. So auto nesting is really our most unique feature. Once you find the position where it's nested, there's clearance everywhere.
Yeah.
You fold the swing arms and shoes up over the tires and use the simple Velcro straps to lock it in place.
And is it made here in the U.S.? Where is it located, headquarters?
We are located. Headquarters is here in Tulsa in the suburb of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
What's the price point? You said it was an advantage price point. What's the price point of a rack like this?
Typically, the folding two-bike rack, which is comparable to what most other people make, our price is $329.99, and the comparable racks from Saris, Thule, Yakima will be $400 plus.
If a person wanted to buy this, where would they go visit? You have a website?
Yes, go to www.racksterracks.com.
And that's RAXTERRACKS.com. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm here with Todd Manley, president of the San Jose Bicycle Club. Todd, I want to take a few moments to ask you first, please tell us where we're at today and tell us a little bit about the San Jose Bike Club.
So we're in beautiful Morgan Hill, which is about 15 miles south of San Jose, and it's windy as normal, and finally a dry day for the end of May. Could be, I think it was either the wettest or the coldest May on record.
Both.
Okay. So, yeah, there's probably a lot of athletes out here racing today that are getting hit by the heat and not realizing that it's so hot and they need to have some more fluids.
Great. So you had Mount Hamilton yesterday. What other events does San Jose Bike Club host?
Yeah, so we host Memorial Day weekend, which is kind of a fixture on the NCNCA calendar. We've got the Mount Hamilton Road Race, which this was the first year we started everybody on the San Jose side and made them all climb to the top and out to Livermore. It helped with some logistics and ease of registration. And then, of course, today is the Memorial Day crit. So that's kind of the big kind of outward-facing races that we have for the racing community. We also are very active with club events that we run. We do, during the summer, over the course from beginning of May to end of August, a Tuesday night crit series in a local industrial park. That's pretty competitive. It's really great for people brand new to get out and get a feel for what is it like to race. We have mentors that ride with new people to help them learn the ropes. We've got a stage race that we do in the fall called the Vuelta de San Jose. And then in the winter, we got the winter series, which is kind of a mini, it encapsulates a little bit of everything. There's a hill climb, there's some road races, some crits, some time trials, some team time trials. And it's a good way for people really to get out and, understand, learn about tactics. We do some clinics before that help new racers understand, what's the right way to corner, how do you work with traffic, pace line, things like that.
Great. So if I'm a Southern California resident and wanted to come up to San Jose on the weekend, where would I start to find the San Jose Bike Club?
I go to www.teamsanjose.org, and we've got everything linked up from there. We've got an incredible webmaster who just loves throwing up content and keeping this site up to date. And the only thing that you need to do to participate in any of our club events is just be a club member, because it covers the USAC liability for insurance and stuff, and you're good to go.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great.
Good luck on the road.
Thanks.
This is Jennifer with Bike Sport Radio. I'm down here in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Tulsa Tug. I'm here with Erica with Vera Bradley. Erica, is this your first year at Tulsa?
It is. And I'm super excited to be here. We've got myself and three other teammates here, and looking forward to some more racing tonight and the finishing out the series tomorrow evening.
So your first race was last night. What did you get? How did you feel the pack and the level of racing here?
It was awesome. It was a really super technical course. The girls, it was really active, really fast. A lot of action, moves trying to go off the front. Amanda Miller ended up staying away solo, and I ended up third in the field sprint for fourth place overall. And it was a lot of fun, and nobody went down, so it was pretty good.
So this Tulsa area, it's pretty active with fans and spectators. What do you think about the fans and spectators here yourself?
I love it. I mean, what makes an event is all the spectators and the support that it gets from the cities that we're in, and Tulsa is a really, really well-supported event, and it's my first time here, and it's awesome.
Great. Vera Bradley, this is a new team this year. Can you tell us more about the Team Vera Bradley Foundation and your professional women's team?
Yeah, so Team Vera Bradley Foundation, it's a foundation that was established in 1998, and they raised funds for breast cancer research and awareness. And to date, they've raised actually over $10 million. And it's our job as a team to be advocates for the foundation, raise awareness, and also as a team, we have to raise over $20,000 for the foundation by the end of the year. So,
how do you go about raising the money, the $20,000?
We take donations, 10% of the proceeds when people buy the Loves Me print, which our kit is on our kits. When they buy that, 10% goes toward the foundation. We also have private events that anybody on the team can do, and you know, just word of mouth, donations, and any way possible.
If somebody wanted to make a donation or hear more, read more about Vera Bradley, is there a website they would go to?
Yeah, you can go to www.verabradley.org and make a donation in honor of Team Vera Bradley Foundation.
Fantastic, Erica. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right. It looks like we're looking at the move of the day at 9 to go with Brian Jensen, who attacked 10 to go, got a huge gap on the field, and by 9 to go, he's got at least 15 seconds with two guys trying to join him. This could be the move of the day. We have 9 laps to go, and we'll start counting down and getting some more updates later in the race. So we are at 2 to go. This attack has gone from 3 to now 5 riders with another guy flying up the front. So I'm going to let Dave Toll announce the last 1.5 laps of this race as I watch the lead peloton only have about maybe 15 seconds off the 5 leaders here. We're going to let them do the final announce here. The Tulsa Tough Stage 3 Men's Pro 1 Peloton here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here we go.
Immediately following this race. And now, turning our attention, which we have just had two on the lap count, and Brian Jensen has attacked out of this group. Brian Jensen has gone solo. Last year's winner is now alone. Last year's winner is on a solo run to the line. He's got one trip up the hill. This guy doesn't even need to tap on the gauge. He knows exactly what's in the tank. Perfectly executed. The race for the win has just started now. There he is, your leader coming through, Brian Jensen, looking to go back-to-back here at Tulsa Tough.
He's going to hear the bell, Dave. Let's see some love, Tulsa. Show him you appreciate this effort. One to go, Dave. One to go. Let him know it.
This is it for Proman. You have one to go, 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 one to go. A laser-like focus for Brian Jensen. He's got the gap. He's got the engine. Brian Jensen is what now? Hoping to turn this into a victory lap.
Oh, my gosh, Dave. A celebration deluxe. And look at the chase.
Now, they're coming full force. Old school fury. Here in Tulsa right now, Alex Heidman on the front. What to go, 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 what to go.
UCI making a final turn at the front. The entire team showing up there.
Really?
Very impressive.
Jensen needs to get up over this climb without imploding, and he is almost there as they encourage the man that looks to be golden right now, the platinum standard, make it here in Tulsa. Brian Jensen is solo up over the top of the climb, barring a biomechanical
explosion.
Epic explosion. This guy has done the work, and right now Brian Jensen is working his way up to the second and final climb that'll take him to the high point of this course and then drop him back down to the finish line. Brian Jensen is like Elliot Ness right now, untouchable.
Absolutely amazing. The form that man has, you'd think it was the first lap, as if he were riding on the wings of angels. That guy, he's bringing it home once again. Brian Jensen, lights out, brother. Nice ride.
Man, the chase never let up, but when he hit incredibly hard, and I think he put him down on the canvas. As here he is, Brian Jensen is now making his way into the final 300 meters. He'll hit this final turn, and let's cheer him on. A solo attack of epic proportions, and he will hold on and win. The Danish wonder, racing for Trek Stores, is Brian Jensen! Jensen wins in Tulsa again.
Jensen, Jensen, Jensen.
Adam Burpin takes second.
And not moments later, the field comes screaming through, Dave. Wow.
He held on just long enough. And Brian Jensen, our winner last year.
All right. That's Jen Rifer with Bike Sport Radio. Finishing up the Tulsa Tough out here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Jim with Bike Sports Radio, and I'm here at the Muscle Milk tent and realizing that there are more of the bike races these days. And I'm talking with
Hi, Andrew Mace.
Andrew, nice to meet you. So, Andrew, I see that Muscle Milk's more of these events. What's the advantage of Muscle Milk for nutrition for cyclists?
Well, certainly, you know, cyclists, really Muscle Milk's great because it comes, it can accommodate all athletes. Cyclists definitely have a need for something that's quick, something that they can use consistently to recover from their workouts and competition. Muscle Milk's a great drink. It's all lactose-free as well as gluten-free. 25 grams of protein right after the workout. It's also a great meal replacement.
Great. What flavors do you have?
Our ready-to-drink flavors are chocolate, vanilla, banana, and strawberry, as well as chocolate malt. We also have a light version, which is a little less protein with vanilla and chocolate.
What else is light about the version? Is it not fat milk? Is it what's less? Why is it less protein?
It's a little less calories, a little less protein, just depending on your fitness goals. You know, if you're someone who's trying to be a little more lean and you're into weight management, the light's a great product for that. As well, the Genuine's good for all athletes with a little bit of extra protein in that one.
Where can you get Muscle Milk?
Muscle Milk, you can find the ready-to-drinks at the 7-Elevens. You can find it at Safeway as well as Lucky. And you can buy it in bulk at Costco as well.
Great. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
So I'm here on the hill, the stage two of the Tulsa Tough, down with some awesome fans. So I see you guys are painting the sidewalks here with some ponies and some, come on, Casey. So you must be a local to Tulsa Tough. What do you think of this race here?
Well, being a business owner, it's great for business. It's great for the community. We have a team, so we have team interests here, the Sound Pony team.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're cheering them on. We're hoping to get a couple victories, maybe some podiums out of it.
I think you guys got a couple podiums last night, right?
We got a fourth and a sixth last night in the threes, but no podium.
Pretty close. Now, hey, I keep hearing about the Sound Pony. You guys are huge supporters of this event. Where would people go of interest if they want to check out what the Sound Pony is? You have a website, and what's your address?
Yeah, we have a website is thesoundpony.com, and we're located here in the Brady Arts District at 409 North Main. The place is filled with bicycles, bicycle memorabilia. We've got a couple of national championship jerseys hanging. We have a world championship jersey hanging. We've got many crashed bikes from several of the Tulsa Tough previous years. We just actually received a new crashed bike last night.
That's awesome. Those are always... Hey, people always wonder where to take them. I guess they can just take them to the Sound Pony. Now, I see this horse with a modified horn snout. How did you come up with the Sound Pony logo?
Well, he's a mythological creature. Here's a better example of it.
This is a horse with like a horn on its snout and wings like Pegasus.
Yeah, he's a Pegasus horse with a trumpet for a nose because he's musical. We do lots of live music at the Sound Pony. And we're a pretty boisterous group of people, so we like to think that we make a lot of noise. And really the basic meaning, a Sound Pony is a good horse, and our bikes are our horses. So that's why we race.
That's awesome. Thanks. I'll let you finish up watching the race.
Thanks.
Okay, we're still here at the men's pro field. Although it's fun and games and partying and sun up on Crybaby Hill, there's a lot going on here in the men's race. They are super serious about this. We see an attack from San Jose for the KOM. 3, 4, 5. We got 5 guys off the front. We got chasers. They're going to get caught. This is a really exciting race here. It's definitely, the pack is definitely dwindled down to about, I'd say, 70 guys. They are slowing down a little bit on Crybaby Hill. It's hot out here today. We got hoses going, beers flowing.
bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, so that brings to close another Bike Sport Radio show. And remember, when you're out there riding your bikes on the street, you drive. Drive your bike just like you would a car. Big thanks to all our listeners and callers, Jacqueline, Al, for calling in. And we'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.
And I told him this, I don't remember much except just keep your hands on the wheel. And just drive, she said.